What Am I Chewing is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to What Am I Chewing, the podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Carrie Gail O'Regan.
Hi.
Hi. And this is kind of a weird one for us. It's the middle of the afternoon on Tuesday, and I'm sitting in my trunk at my work. And this is when we're recording this.
Again, I feel like you need to be more specific, because the way you phrased it that time, I envisioned you inside of, like, an old steamer trunk in a cubicle. And I know, for a fact, that's not true, because I already know exactly where you are and what the situation is. And I also know that you don't work in a cubicle. So,
no.
But just the mental vision. I conjured a lot of different things when you said you were in your trunk.
I am in my car. I have a hatchback car. I am sitting in the trunk with the trunk open. So if it's windy, that's why. My bad. But
the first time,
I really
want
to be closed in.
I thought that she was curled up in a dark trunk of like a Toyota Corolla. So
it's not like that. It's quite nice, actually.
I'm so glad for you. Both of those other scenarios sound terrible.
No, and this has, like, I'm not going to say it's, like, a nice view, but I am looking at, like, a bunch of trees.
Hey, if you're just fucking outside, who gives
and the sun
shit?
Is out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trees
are good for you.
Who's going first?
I would like to, because I got a special treat for today.
Okay.
I went and got this today.
At what kind of store?
A dedicated retail outlet for this specific type of food. I don't know how to phrase that.
Okay, so not like a grocery store.
No.
Like a specialty store.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you chewing it now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not making a lot of sound.
Sorry.
Maybe it's pretty soundless though. Food, though. That's okay.
Yeah.
Is it something sweet?
Mm-hmm.
Is it from a bakery?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a cookie?
No.
I feel like that's always the first question. Is it a cookie?
Well, I know. That's why I had to... Well, because for a while it was always a cookie, and now
I
can't eat cookies on this show anymore.
Now it can never be a cookie. Is it a cake?
No.
Is it an eclair?
Ooh, no.
Is it a cannoli?
No, but I wish it was.
Is it a lobster tail?
No, but I also wish it was that.
Is it,
as great as it is, but I would also like to be eating those things.
Is it, what size is it? Like, are you having to take bites of it, or?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
Bites.
So it's, like, large.
Oh, you know what? The microphone was, like, kind of far away from my face.
I know, I can hear it better now. I can
Sorry.
Kind of hear it, you know. That's okay.
Now you're getting the full chew.
Okay. It's not... Okay, it came from a bakery. Was it an Italian bakery?
No.
Okay, just a bakery. It sounds like crunchier than like a croissant or like a muffin.
Accurate.
And is it like a dessert sweet? Like,
yes,
okay.
But hold on a moment. Did you just hear those birds?
No.
Oh, I just heard birds and it sounded great. And a nice little Disney moment.
Okay, wait, let's listen. Can you still hear them?
No. I don't know. Maybe this is so good I'm hallucinating.
No, I hear birds now.
Okay.
I slept over my friend's house the other night, and she lives, like, way more in the middle of the woods than I do,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, delighted at the birds mm-hmm. in the morning. Like, we have birds, but this was, like, so many birds.
I know, when you're, like, in the forest, it can be really intense.
It's crazy.
Yeah. But also, that can be annoying.
Okay. I don't know any other things that come from bakeries.
Yeah, you do.
I'm sure that's right. Is there chocolate involved?
Hell yeah, there
okay.
is.
It's not a donut, right?
No.
Is it...
So fucking good.
I know, you messaged me before, like, so excited to eat it. Is it...
So it's not like a general bakery that I went to. They sell, like, maybe three different types of baked goods.
Okay.
But this is their main baked good.
Is it, like... Is it a scone?
No, but I do love scones.
Gosh, scones are good. Is it... Nope, not a cupcake, because it's not a cake. Is it... Do you eat just one of them? Should you eat just one of them?
Well, you're eating a piece of a larger thing.
Yeah.
And that piece can be however large or small. Okay. And or you could have more than one of them.
Is it like... is it like... I don't know what else comes at bakeries. I said them all already. What color is it?
Brown.
Because of the chocolate?
Yeah.
It's not a brownie.
No. But it's like almost a brownie.
It's not fudge. That wouldn't make that noise.
There's, I guess, some fudge involved. There was fudge in the name. Okay. Although I don't know if it's necessarily a true fudge.
Okay.
I'm not sure what constitutes a true fudge. But
I don't either. I feel like we looked this up once recently together. When we were talking about pudding a lot.
Oh my god, I had such good pudding the other day.
Chocolate pudding?
Uh-huh. Mm. It had actual chocolate in it. Yes. And like, at first I thought it was overcooked because I was like, oh, this is weird. I have to chew this pudding. But it turned out that it had like bits of chocolate in it. My hometown has a really good diner now. It's very exciting.
Ooh, that's nice.
That diner has never been good, ever. So, I'm pumped about it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. It has the word fudge in it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
This is so hard. Give me one other clue.
The fudge in the name is only one type of this baked good?
That was kind of my guess. Like, you could get another kind, right? Too, right?
Yeah. And people often do. Like, this is a less common flavor. In fact, this is a baked good that is... pretty, not uniquely American, because they make other versions in other countries, mm-hmm. but the sweet version of it is very much an American thing. And a certain flavor of this is synonymous with Americano.
Is it a pie?
Yeah!
Oh, it's a pie. Duh. Mm-hmm. It's a fudge pie?
Yeah. Whoa. It's really good. There's a pie place in Nyack that, has been around for a while, but they recently opened, like, a new location downtown, and, I've been meaning to go there. So today, I went and got pie for this very auspicious occasion of what am I chewing.
And it's everything you dreamed it would be.
And more. Wow. Yeah, it's actually really great.
What is a fudge pie like? Is it, like, just a pie with, like, chocolate on the inside? What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's basically, although I would say, like, one, I'm not sure exactly how fresh this pie is, which is not a dig at the pie at all. It was perfect exactly the way that it was. I just mean, like, I don't know, is it, like, was it made last night? Was it made maybe 2 days ago? Mm-hmm. Which is still fine. In pie terms, that's fine. It's just, I'm curious about the moisture level, because it had, like, a kind of a crispy crust mm-hmm. on top, And then the inside was more almost like a brownie, but better. But also pie. It was excellent. I also got a slice of apple pie, but I haven't eaten that yet.
Can't touch the apple pie yet.
Yeah. But also, when you buy their pie by the slice, it's like, it's the size of like two slices of pie. So that's exciting.
Yay. Mm-hmm. All right, now I'm going to chew.
Okay. I'm still chewing, by the way.
Keep chewing, please, by all means. Don't stop.
Okay, crunchy.
Uh-huh.
Out of a bag of some sort.
Uh-huh.
Air puffed, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Some sort of chip.
No.
Some sort of pretzel.
No.
But it's flat?
No.
Okay.
That was a very funny way to say that.
Yeah. I'm not sure why I phrased it that way. I just... the sound made a certain shape in my brain. Okay, eat more of it. Okay. Is it a dried vegetable of some sort?
Dried, yes. Vegetable, no.
Beans?
Yes.
Okay, is it garbanzo bean?
No.
Which are also chickpeas.
Yes.
In case you don't know that. It's
like, oh shit, are they the same thing?
Wait, so it is chickpea?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad I said that then. Hang on a second. Okay, so it's chickpeas. Are they like dried chickpeas, or are they chickpeas that have been transformed into something else?
No, they're dried chickpeas, but you can guess what's on them if you want.
Okay, sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Oh, interesting, interesting. Cinnamon?
No.
Chocolate?
No.
Are we talking about, like, a powdery coating or, like, a yogurty coating?
No, it's like a, like, I can still see the whole chickpea.
Okay. A particulate dust of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. It's, like, it's even more simple than that, I think.
A gas of some sort? No, I'm kidding. Sugar?
Yeah. Well,
powdered sugar?
It's just sugar and honey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've had those. I don't like those.
I like them.
I don't know. I love honey, but not in chickpea form. I'm not sure.
We did it. We chewed.
Yay.
Do you have anything exciting to add? We haven't talked in a while.
I know. And, no, I don't think so. I'm poorer than the last time we spoke.
Oh, how come?
Just in general. I continue to be poor, and that compounds. So, ha ha, ha. Oh, why did I bring that up? How about you?
I don't know. Nothing really. Got some cool new circus tricks. Haven't watched that much stuff since last time we talked.
Oh, I've definitely watched a bunch. Although, less than usual, because I have been busy.
I did a Tom Tom podcast that I believe comes out, if you're listening to this the day it comes out tomorrow.
Do you know which Tom it is?
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise.
Okay. So that's...
Or is it next
Cruise
Friday?
Control? That one's called Cruise Control. They're two different podcast feeds, so you
Dang,
have to...
you're right. Okay. Yeah. I'm bad at this. I'm a bad member of this network. I can't keep it all straight.
What movie was it?
It was Rain Man.
Oh, okay.
So I'm on the Rain Man podcast with Joey and Mike. It either comes out tomorrow or next Friday. Sorry, I can't remember which one. My brain is full.
Yeah, but well, I mean, you could subscribe to it, and then it'll just be in your feed
when it comes out.
Yeah. Or you can go to cageclub.me, where you can find all of the wonderful podcasts on this very podcast network.
Yeah, or you could follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm. At Wistful Pod. I've watched a bunch of stuff, but I'm on, like, a bad movie streak, and I keep watching bad movies, and I don't know how to make it stop. Like, usually, I'm watching, like, 4- and 5-star movies on a very regular basis, and then every once in a while, I just watch, like, 8 really bad movies in a row, and I'm like, why can't I pick the right things anymore? My brain breaks.
And that's okay. I think there's a place for that.
Yeah, I guess so.
I watched a very bad circus movie.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
It's called Trapeze. It's from, like, the 50s. And Tony Curtis stars in it with Burt Lancaster and, oh, God, the Italian woman whose name I can't remember, who has the smallest waist in the entire world. It's a bad movie, but there's a lot of flying trapeze. It's about flying trapeze. And it's very not accurate.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I sent you those eyebrows from that movie.
Oh, you gave me no context.
I know, not at
eyebrows,
all.
Eyebrows, exclamation
mark. I sent Kara a picture of eyebrows, and then like 12 hours later, I was like, look, eyebrows, and then said like nothing else about it.
No, it was fine because I hadn't woken up yet. Like, I woke up just as you sent me that eyebrows thing. Like, the actual text eyebrows.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us, too. Mm-hmm. We will be back next week with more wistful thinking. Who knows what it'll be about? We're flying by the seat of our pants here. Look at us go. Mm-hmm.
Almost like a flying trapeze. No, you are more prepared than that.
Most of the time, I'd like to think that I am. Not every time. Okay, we will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.